excuse me, sometime in the next 3 to 4 weeks, Paige and I are going to be filming a Getting Started, which is going to give you about a 15 to 20 minute quick start guide into the business to help you connect your people. That will be automated, up and running, and streaming on the website. And then this 90-day planner, I want you guys to know, it was interesting how many people, even in our own group at the Elite Team meeting this week, when you're talking about all the things going on, we're going to support Elite Team functions, but everybody in NECAN, and we've always considered what we're doing here to be for people that are business builders anyway, so we're going to support everybody. Your interview process and all that stuff to get plugged in with the team, you do through the interviews, but we're going to support it once you're plugged in, but also give you the tools whether you are or you aren't. So if you take a look at this planner, you take a look here at your monthly goal breakout. If you know what your activities are, this is what you're going to do every quarter, is you're going to make these goals. When you sit down with your monthly accountability meeting, whether you're on your Elite Team or not, these are the things you're going to be going over. Did you or did you not hit your goals? You can see down here your daily activities of affirming your life cycle plan, listen to your 15 minutes of positive information, and make your daily prospecting contact. Now, I want you guys to know that through the Elite Team program, you're doing a monthly accountability meeting with a partner. You're doing your daily and your weekly accountability with your upline or your group. So like tonight, you're going to hear a weekly accountability call, but we also touch base with our people daily. The Elite Team is not supposed to supplant, and I'm saying this to people that are plugged in around the nation, it is not there to supplant what you're doing with your upline. It's to add a layer of intensive accountability.
Everybody in between, make sure you're doing your weekly and your daily accountability in your own organization. The Elite Team is not for you to turn over all your duties to just not have them done. It's to enhance what you're already doing. Daily and weekly accountability should be done. Plug your people in and get that going on. And somebody's got some real bad feedback. If you're not somewhere real quiet, do us a favor and star stick yourself. I appreciate it if you're on the live side. Sounds like somebody's doing jumping jacks or some crazy thing over there. But anyways, here's your weekly activities, preview training, accountability call, and of course your weekly process tracking that we're going to do at the end of the call tonight. So that's really important. I want you guys to know everything you need to track your business, whether you're a leader or not, is inside this 90-day planner. And that leads us in here to the what we're going to talk about next, which is the overcoming objections process. Let me say a couple words about this. Overcoming objections, what it is a way for you to take what people are asking you and give them information so that they can come into the business. A lot of it's helping them feel comfortable. A lot of it is basically just communicating and helping people feel like you care about what they're saying. Overcoming objections is not you being right and pounding them with logic and facts and letting them know that they're wrong, and then hoping that they say, gee, you're a genius, sign me up in your business. A lot of us, somebody will say, well, I don't believe in network marketing, and we'll give them the big list of all the reasons that they should be excited about network marketing, and basically what you do is you're right, and they don't sign up. What this entire overcoming objections process is, if you really want to boil it down, it is a way for you to not only hear what they're saying, but for them to know that you hear them and understand them, and to allay the things that they're telling you. And most of the things they're telling you guys, all the objections, whether it's time or money or help or network marketing or whatever, what they're really telling you is, I don't get it. I've never done this before. I don't know what it is. And I'm going to put up things that make sense to me, meaning I don't have the time, I don't have the money, or it costs too much. They don't have any clue whether they have the time or have the money. What they do know is that they're really busy in their life. They got a lot going on. They've never heard of NECAN. They don't know what residual income is. And they're asking you questions that may not even really be what they want to know. So your job in this overcoming objections process, this five-step process, is first of all to hear them out and really listen to what they're saying. Don't finish people's sentences. Don't be Lash LaRue on the edge of your seat spitting all over people. Sit back and relax and listen and let them know that you care. Second is you cushion it. Not tell them they're dumb because they don't like network marketing, but cushion it and say, yeah, I totally hear what you're saying. A lot of folks feel that way. In fact, I felt that way if that applies to you. And then next is question it. If someone says to you that they don't have any time, they're probably not literally saying they don't have any time. What they're probably saying is either one, is this worth my time, or two, how much time does it take? What I will do and what Larry says to do is ask the question back. Let me see if I understand your question. Are you saying to me that you're really busy and you don't know how much time this will take? Are you saying to me that you're really busy and you don't know if this is worth your time? Are you saying to me you don't get it and you're really asking me, could I do this business? And find the root of their question. Maybe say it right back to them. Let me understand your question. You're saying, is this worth your time? That's probably the safest way to go there. Next is lead them to the answer. Don't answer it. Don't be right. Don't be an exercise in logic. don't tell them all the reasons they do have the time and why this is a better deal than what they're doing. Say it to them so that they arrive at the answer, meaning, so you're saying to me that if I understand properly, you're saying you're not sure if this is worth your time.
Let me ask you a question. If you knew you could make $2,200 your first month doing this, would it be something that would be worth your time if you could do it in 5 to 10 hours a week? They come back and say, well, yeah, I could do that. They've answered their own question. And if you understand the difference, is the difference between your upline calling you and saying, hey, you can go silver, and they're getting excited and pretending like they believe they can do it, and them waking up one morning and saying, gee, I can go silver, and then last but not least, confirm the answer. So the team tonight, I want to be very clear, those of you on the live side, we're not saying you don't have any time, and then you guys give us your lawyer answer of why they do. We really want you to take the time and use this five-step process. It really, really works. I met with Paul Levy last week, and we were talking about using this even when you meet people to prospect. What I'll do is we'll listen to them. We'll find out everything we can find out about them. What do they do? What are they like? How many kids do they have? How long have they been doing what they're doing? Whatever the case may be. And then ask it back to them once you get all that information. Well, let me ask you a question. If we had a way that we could help you get X, so it's basically the same thing. It's listening skills, understanding what they're saying to you, and then helping them find a solution. That's what it's all about. So, live team, are you guys ready to answer some objections tonight and have some fun?
Of course we are.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Paige, do you have anything you want to add before we get into it with the live team and answer to some objections?
Oh, that sounds great. Get started.
Absolutely outstanding. Well, let's start out with this. Who wants to take this one on? Let me see. I don't know. I've had like 5 people in a row text. They don't have time. Who wants to take on when a prospect says to you, this sounds great, but I just don't have the time, or I don't think I have the time? Who'd like to tackle that one of the 7 of you on the call? Or 6 of you? All right, Connie, you're first. Use the 5-step process, and let's do it. But Connie, I just don't have any time.
Well, how does that make you feel?
Well, I mean, it's hard. I'm real stressed out. I got a lot going on, and I've got a lot of, I just don't have any time to take a business on right now.
Well, this company we're working with, we have a structured pattern to follow that eliminates a lot of time of building a business. This might ease up your schedule on the other end as far as income.
Now remember, Connie, use the 5-step process. Come back with, I hear what you're saying, right? And I'm serious. This may seem protracted, but I want to teach you guys this. What's the first step, everybody, in that question? Let's run this across because we're all new to this. What's the first step in that to hear about? What would be the first thing you'd want to say back to that prospect with cushioning it? What do you guys think? Anybody want to share?
Certainly understand how you feel.
Yes, absolutely. And, Connie, you said how do you feel, and that's a good thing to say, but what we're saying is I understand what you're saying. And then what would be the second thing? Once you understand what they feel, Cowboy, what would you say at that point when you say, I hear what you're saying, how would you flow from there?
And when you say that, I hear what you're saying, you're empathizing with them. Okay. Putting with them. And then I would say something like, so, let me understand, you don't have much time. Is that what you're telling me? You don't have time to make extra cash?
I would come back, Cowboy, and even hone it further and say, are you asking if weekend's worth your time, or are you asking how much time it would take? Or maybe something that even digs a little bit deeper and says, what would it take to make this worth your time? And get something where you have an actionable item. Don't stonewall yourself. Don't put yourself up against a brick wall. You know what I mean?
Next, I was going to say, so you're telling me that if I could show you how you could make more time with this, you'd be interested?
Well, possibly, yeah.
Okay, well, then let's sit down and talk about this. You answered it, so I confirm the answer.
Yes, absolutely. So where would you go from there? So where would you go from there if I told you that I might want to look? What would your step be at that point?
Well, Rick, I can show you how to do this. When do you have a minute? We can sit down and talk.
Now, that's absolutely right. One thing I would caution you on is the I can show you something, because when you say that to somebody, what are they naturally going to do?
I don't have time.
They're going to resist you. How would you answer that, Paige, coming back with I don't have much time? How would you handle that?
I would probably, exactly what Cowboy just said is what I would say. I would probably even say, I would share a little bit of my experience and say, you know, when I first looked at this business, I was really busy as well, and So if I could show you a way that you can start this business and get that into your life, be able to work at the same time, to set yourself free in the end, does that sound like something you're looking for?
Absolutely. So you're saying, you and Cowboy, and you're right, you set that up. What would be some of the steps that you guys would do just to kind of move down the road? When you say, let me show you a way I can reclaim your time, what would be some things that you guys think you could do to do that then?
One of the things I think I would say is, let's sit down and I can show you how you could be successful with this with the amount of time that you have.
Yeah, what you just said was really important. What do you guys think the selling points would be for people that are in a time crunch? What are the features and benefits of our little machine here? What would you guys show them?
Show them how to use
time to
make more time.
Gotcha. So I know that. So Ken, what would you specifically do to show them that?
How to make an income with just a few hours a week that would then free up time to do other things.
Absolutely. And kind of what everybody's kind of saying here, what we like to do with people, Paige and I, we talk to people, we say, listen, we have a Monday night training call. We have a Thursday night preview. You can also utilize that at a distance. We have one super Saturday a month that we go to. So the way your business basically flows is you make a few contacts a day, you funnel those contacts towards those meetings, and then what we do as Upline is we leverage for you. We'll help you make those contacts and follow-ups for you in the beginning so you're in a position when you can start making them yourself. Does that sound like a business you might be interested in? So I'm actually telling them specific action items that they can do, and they can actually see the toys that we have in NECAN to help them make a living, the previews, the calls, the conference calls, the events. We let them know that they can plug in and use these things and then funnel people towards them. Do you guys see how someone that's busy would start to understand better when you give them specific things, how this can generate an income for them? Does that make sense, everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Awesome. Well, let me do this just because I really want you guys to hear and really tune in, live team. If someone said to us, I don't have any time, what I would say to them is, okay, I absolutely hear you. In fact, I got to tell you, I would bet you that 90% of people that we talk to have a time issue. In fact, my wife and I don't like to do things that we don't like to do. We like to have free time, too. Let me see if I understand your question. You're basically saying to me you're really busy and you don't know if you have the time to do this. Is that a fair assessment of what you said? They'll come back and you generally say yes. Well, let me ask you a question. If this was something that was set up so that busy people can get unbusy, you can use us for leverage. You've got a couple events. In fact, you were at the preview on Thursday night or tonight. You just saw that. Do you think that you could make contacts and use help to do that with our In Touch and you know, getting us in front of people with you? Do you feel pretty comfortable that you could help, that with the help that you've seen, that you could get a person or two a week to that preview to help you get your business launched? Does that seem like something you can do? See, I want them to have specific, if you're just nebulous and you keep almost repeating, well, we'll show you how to get more time, at some point you guys see you're going to want to show them how they can get more time. What most people are saying to you with that time issue is it worth my time? Almost no one's telling you they don't have time. They're saying they don't want to waste time. 99 times out of 100. And then we come back and say, does that sound like something that you could do? Dedicate basically a night a week to a live meeting, a Saturday a month, and a training call once a week, and then make some contacts. Does that sound like something you could do to make $2,000 to $5,000 a month? Do you guys see there's something specific in that question?
Yeah.
Where you guys are going to get lost is if you just say, can I show you how to get more time, and then you never show them. You know, get a little bit specific with that. And like, I want to say that again, if I could show you how to dedicate one night a week to your business to attend your local preview, one Saturday a month, and then a training call once a week, and then we're going to plug people into the different meetings, and we'll help you do that. Is that something you can do? That's a good starter point for the business. Okay? And then say, okay, good. Do you feel comfortable about that? They say yes. We'll say, well, that'd be cash check.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have one for you. Let's you and I be the let's play, we'll play back and forth between us just to get this really flowing maybe a little bit. And I know this is one that you and I have talked about, and I saw someone posted this, that you approached me, and I said to you, you know, I've had a previous experience with an MLM, and it just didn't work out for me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's very common. In fact, a lot of folks that we talk to have had experiences with MLMs before. In fact, I had some experiences where I got recruited. I wasn't in them in a way that I just didn't feel good about. So that's really valid. In fact, let me understand your question. What you're saying is, when you take a look at this, if you'd like to be involved in something that you feel good about, or something that that would actually work. But let me ask you specifically, what about your previous experience, what do you feel was the thing that made it not work for you?
Well, I had to invest a lot of money in one product, and I had to spend a lot of money in the beginning to get started. I never got any money back, and I sat on everything I bought.
Right. Well, that's very common, again, in fact, with a lot of home businesses that are structured the way most have been. That's true. Well, one of the biggest advantages of NECAN is that, first of all, we have lots of products that you're going to use. You're not going to be stockpiling anything. Any technologies you get in NECAN are going to be things actually for you. There's no stockpiling or front-loading. The other thing about NECAN that's really fantastic about it is we don't make any income off training or sign-up. The only way that we earn a living is when an actual product moves, and we have lots of products, which means lots of products move. So the bottom line with NECAN is we're not going to have you come on board and stockpile stuff to sell. We're going to have you come on board and find your health needs and use products to address them. Because the only thing you'll ever invest in with NECAN is your own family's clean water and clean air. Does that make sense? And does that sound like a business that would be something you can feel good about?
Yes, it definitely sounds like something I'd want to take a look at.
Awesome. Well, that sounds really great. Well, would you like to get started now, or would you rather get cash or credit tomorrow? You get there, see how easy it is to overcome that? She told me that she didn't like stockpiling bottles of juice. We just came back and showed her how we don't, and then asked her if that was the kind of business you had, would it be something you'd like to do? And by the way, guys, guess how you get good at doing this? Anybody want to guess?
You do it.
Over. Absolutely. One I just got here is kind of interesting, Paige. It's Karen from Alaska said, what do you do if they say I'm really not looking for something right now? What I would do in that scenario, sometimes that's somebody just putting up a front. What I would do right there is say, yeah, well, you know what? You're really blessed. A lot of people today are really hurting financially and frankly physically. You're really blessed that you're not. Do you know anybody that would either like help physically or financially? And at least try, because we're building a company now where we build great residuals by helping people working from home. And I know this isn't for you, but maybe it's for somebody else that you know. And if they still say no, I just believe them. Real easy. Hey, who wants to pick this one up? This is one, too. The products are expensive. Who'd like to get that one?
Take that one.
Go ahead, Ken.
Products are expensive compared to what?
Back it up. Now remember, Ken, don't forget the five-step process. I know that you've got a real high-caliber skill set with doing this, but with the five-step process, how would you start that in the beginning? Remember, you're not trying to be right. Even though that's what you're going to say, we want them that we hear them. How would you do it using the five-step process?
First off, Rick, let me tell you that I really appreciate this exercise because it has reminded me of so many things that I have forgotten. And one of the things that I do have a tendency to do is get a little feisty sometimes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, you guys are doing such a great job with what you're doing. You guys are master recruiters. You guys are doing a lot of this anyway. But for a teaching tool, how would you use that five-step process where you're saying, hey, I hear what you're saying first, just so they hear you?
Well, I understand what you're saying about the product being seemed to be very expensive. Well, I thought that same thing, too, when I first looked at this. And what I found is that the products are very much worth what the cost is because they actually work. Have you had any experience with any other kind of products that didn't work, perhaps?
Gotcha. And you know, you could even come that back around
if you found that these products did what we're saying they do, would you think they'd be worth the money? Ask that question, because what you're doing, and this is interesting. Like I said, you're a very advanced prospector. Most people, though, when they answer that question, like, for example, Ken, you've had kids. When you tell your kid that they're wrong, what do they do automatically, even if you're right? They resist. So what if you ask the question, if these products actually did what we're saying they do, and you take a look at an hour of massage is $60. If you take a look at going to the doctor is, you know, $60 to $90. We don't have insurance. Prescription is $35 a pop. We're fixing bad backs for $72 and preventing diabetic neuropathy foot amputation for $50. If these products did that, and there's really nothing like on the market, would you consider them to be worth the money? You see how you turn around and ask that question? Don't tell them why they're of value. Get them to agree that they're of value. And even though you're saying the same things, you see the difference if they're having buy-in as opposed to them agreeing. Does that make sense?
That's why I really appreciate this exercise, because it helps people learn to draw people out so that they answer their own question.
Yes.
Instead of me informing them.
And by the way, Ken, one of the things about this, if you guys were selling washing machines to companies, you could get somebody to say, yeah, I'm going to buy your machine because it's a one-time sale. You guys aren't looking for sign-ups in this. What are you guys looking for? What's the word?
Business builders.
Partners, right? Business builders. And in this business, how many people on this call have ever tried to get somebody to go silver? Anybody?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. How many of you guys have ever worked with somebody that wanted to go silver?
Yes.
All right. So let me ask you this. If you guys convince somebody they don't have any objections and they sign up, as opposed to if they say, wow, what a company, I want to sign up, which one's probably going to get a pro pack?
Makes a big difference.
Right. I know none of you on this call have ever gotten a $35 sign-up that never did anything. I heard that happen one time to somebody.
I think I have a record.
But what's the way to do around that? If you guys are closing people into submission until they sign the dotted line, you're going to get a lot of direct distributors. If you get people who are answering their own questions, what's going to happen is you're going to get people that are leading themselves into this. It's really, really powerful stuff. Let me ask you guys this. If somebody says to you, well, I want to validate the products first, or I want to make sure they work, as an objection, what would you guys say? And remember, slow down and use this five-step process. Well, I haven't heard from you yet, and I know you're out there. What would you tell them?
Okay. Can you hear me?
You better believe it.
Okay. Just want to make sure I'm off mute. the thing is, the products are really expensive, or they don't work?
I would say the products are, let's just say that for me, that I'm only going to get into this if I use the products for me. I want to validate it myself. Basically. How would you handle that objection?
I'd say that's a really good question. I know many people have felt the same way. They've never heard of it. And some of the things that are out there, you know, it's a questionable science. If I was able to show you
don't forget the insertion point and let me see if I understand your question. Ask back to me so that you know what I'm asking. Remember, we did that at the coffee shop.
Okay, let me see if I understand your question. You're saying that you're not sure if your question is you're not sure the products work?
Yes.
Well, if I could show you at least 9 separate medical journals on 9 different technologies that we can have where our products have been validated by third party, and Nikon doesn't pay up front for any of this, would that be enough to be able to look at it and see if it might be for you?
Yeah, but that's just a lot of gobbledygook. I mean, there's a lot of stuff published out there. I mean, for me, with my level of integrity, Paula, the only way that I use something is if I'm sure of it myself. Anybody ever heard that one before?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Well,
how would you come back and say that? Now, by the way, I just led you to an answer. How would you close me in that situation?
I would like to invite you out Thursday night where you can see the products and touch them and try some of them yourself and talk to
Great.
People who have.
Great. By the way, I want you guys to know I just told you how to close me right there, and I bet Paige is smiling in the other room. when I tell you guys that, that I would need to try it first to be able to talk about it to other people, what is the next action step as far as you guys are concerned?
Get some ground to see it.
Yes. For $35, you can try them all.
Right.
Yes, if someone tells you that the only way they're going to use it is if they try the products, what's your only real answer at that point? Because they just close themselves.
All right, well,
$35,
you can try several of the products.
Yep, order things at wholesale. What Larry will say on his video is bring them in at the lowest possible level, $35, so they can start to do stuff. Okay, does that make sense, everybody?
Okay.
How about this one? Let's try this one. What's another good objection? Let's see someone.
Well, there's one that's online, Rick, that was really good.
What's your graphic tablet? What that?
It's a pyramid. It's a pyramid.
Who wants to handle, is this one of those pyramid things?
Yeah, I'll take that one.
Go ahead, Rhonda. Remember, slow down and use the five-step process, because if you do it, it will work.
Okay. Well,
Rhonda, is this one of those pyramid things?
You know what? Let me see if I understand what you're asking.
Don't forget, back up, cushion the objection. Is that a good question or a stupid question?
Oh, no. You know what? I can totally understand where you're coming from on that. I wondered the same thing when I first saw this.
Good.
So let me ask you if you're thinking the same thing that I was. You're probably, or are you thinking that this is legitimate? Is this for real?
Yeah, that's a good question because I've heard a lot about it. I mean, I don't even really know. By the way, here's what's going on in my little brain. I don't even really know what one of those pyramid things means. What I'm telling you is it legitimate? What I'm saying to you is it a pyramid like I know what I'm talking about? 9 times out of 10, they don't.
Right.
So yeah, I guess basically, I guess what I'm saying to you is I don't like that form of business. Okay, that, which you're going to hear a lot. I don't like those pyramid things, Rhonda. That's what I'm saying to you.
Well, that's a great point. That's a great question. What is it that you really understand or know about a pyramid scheme?
You know, you got to go talk to everybody and hassle them and then buy a garage full of garbage. I mean, I've seen those things all over the place.
Okay, no, this is nothing like that. I mean, we don't stockpile, we don't buy rank. There's a real exchange of value. The pyramid schemes is when there's no exchange of value, and one person is making all the money. That's not us at all. In fact, we are a member of the direct selling organization. There's been laws that have been passed that really safeguard people's rights and protect them from the illegal scams. Let me see if there was a way that I could show you that this was for real and legitimate and that actually has big backing. You know, Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki, have you heard of them?
Sure.
In fact, Warren Buffett is actually going around and buying up network marketing because it's a great investment. A lot of Fortune 500 companies are actually developing direct marketing branches. It's a very efficient way to work. If I was to sit down and able to show you some of this stuff, would you be interested in taking a further look?
Absolutely. And the only thing I'll say to you, Rhonda, is you did really, really good, and this goes for everybody. When you say things to people, like, for example, let's give the short version of what you said. You know, network marketing has been around for almost 50 years now. NECAN, in fact, is a member of the Direct Selling Association. Some of the most major players out there in the business world, from Trump, Kiyosaki, to Buffett, are heavily involved in this industry. Our membership in the Direct Selling Association is the group of legitimate businesses that operate in the direct selling mode. With NECAN, for example, no money exchanges hands unless a product does. We're not paid on sign-ups or trainings. And basically, the business that we're a part of has operated in 50 states for over 20 years now, plus 37 more countries. So basically, how you're feeling, I completely understand. Does having a little bit of knowledge about those things, does that make you feel better that NECAN is, in fact, a stable, legitimate business with a difference to how you're feeling. I would stay away, everybody, and one thing I'll caution you, stay away from too much if I was to show you more, because unless you guys can, like, do magical holograms, you're setting yourself, you should be answering the question in the answer. I've heard probably 6 or 7 times that, and I've done it before. Well, let me ask you this. If you continually tell people, if I could show you, other than what you just said, how much could you really show them, unless you gave them, like, the Trump Kiyosaki article or something? Or here's what you could say, Rhonda, be specific. Don't open it up to, if I could show you. Say, if I gave you a CD called the Brilliant Compensation, or what's the other one, the Kiyosaki one, that's really, really fantastic. If you guys look on pathfinders.biz, you'll see tools for objections handling on the process page. You go to pathfinders.biz/the process, you'll see tools for objections handling about a third of the way down the page. Look, there's one there called Invisible Profit System. There's one there by Robert Kiyosaki called The Perfect Business, and there's Brilliant Compensation. The only thing, I guess maybe I would say this, Rob, the only thing I would change is, I would say, would you be willing to listen to something to understand more about the industry? Be specific, not general, just I'll show you something. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, put the tool in their hands. That third-party tools are great. The Perfect Business by Kiyosaki and the Invisible Profit System are really fantastic tools for both of those objections. And you did a really, really good job, Rhonda. I just want to say what I would do is just have a specific, if I could show you, not a general. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. How about this? If I'm not satisfied with the products, is there a guarantee? If so, how long to return? Or are these products guaranteed? What do you guys, who wants to tackle that one or answer that question?
I don't know for some reason that throws me and makes me think that's just more of a general question about customer service and not a business.
It is. Well, you know what, that's a very common thing. Are there, if I order these, are they guaranteed? And maybe you're right about that, Paige. And the way I would answer that, oh, go ahead.
Question, but I'm just saying I don't know that needs to be answered in a 5-step answer. I think that might just be a great thing for someone to take it and answer it so they have a professional way.
Yeah, sometimes people will use that as an objection because Nikon doesn't do returns if they don't work. For example, if you buy a back flex and it doesn't fix your back, Nikon will not return it. Just like if you get a massage and it doesn't help your back, you won't get your money back. If you get your leg operated on and it doesn't help, you don't get your money back. In the medical, or by the way, guys, if you go buy underwear and wear them, you cannot take them back. That's the way it works. These are personal use items. Once a magnet has been used, it's like a bikini. Okay, you're not taking it back. It's like a pair of swimming trunks. You're not taking it back. It's like a pair of shoes. You're not taking it back. Secondly, if you put on a back flex and it didn't help your back and Nikon returned it for that reason, would that not be a de facto medical claim that it was supposed to fix your back?
Right.
Nikon can't do it. So Nikon guarantees workmanship, not results. We guarantee workmanship, not results. Okay, everybody, that's a really good question right there. Let's see, another objection we're looking at here. If somebody that's getting a couple MLMs, I know some of you guys have run into this a few times, if someone says, you know, this is another MLM, I've been hit by 5 or 6 this month. I have you guys ever heard that where people are like, I'm evaluating multiple MLMs? They've ever heard that one before?
I haven't heard that one.
I've gotten before, well, I'm looking at several right now. Basically, I'm kind of taking my time. The way I'll come back and answer that is generally, well, I absolutely hear you, and you're very smart to look at a home business opportunity. It is the business of the future. This is where the industry is going. Let me ask you something. What are you looking for in an MLM? You guys understand there's a basic flow to this whole thing, whether you're getting an objection or prospecting or handling a question. It's hearing them out, telling them you get them, and then coming back and saying, let me ask you this. If someone says they don't like their job and you're prospecting them, ask what they don't like about it. They're going to tell you. When you meet people, start to ask them how they like the area, how they like their job, how much time, what do they like to do for fun, do they have time to do it. All of those things will give you information, and then you can come back and you can basically say, hey, look, if I could show you X or if Nikon had these things, would it make a difference to you in making your decision? Find out what they're looking for in an MLM. Sure. I've gotten texted a couple times. Find out what they're looking for, products, compensation plan, timing. Nikon's got it all. Find it and be specific. Okay?
Sure.
And if you guys use this process, you'll absolutely always get the right answer. Right, who else has a common objection you guys would like to do?
Rick, I don't have any money.
Okay, that's a great one. Who wants to take on, I don't have any money? Now remember, guys, use the five-step process. Well, let me ask, who wants to take this one on first? And who wants to grab this one? We're going to break it down step by step. What would be the first thing you'd do if someone asked you that, guys?
I'll take it on.
Okay, good. Go ahead. What would be the first thing you'd do if I was telling you you don't have any money? What's step one, first of all?
To hear you out.
Absolutely. Now, what would the second part be if I said I don't have any money? What would it be to tell me I'm stupid, I do have money, or would it be to kind of make me feel like it's okay to ask you the question?
Well, I understand that you might be in a difficult situation. You know, we've all been there. But I think that I can show you a way to help you get out of that situation and make your life a little bit easier.
You just did it perfect, except there's only one thing. You said, I think I can show you a way. You would want to come back and say, what if I could show you a way? You see, ask the question, because what are they going to, if you say, I think I can show you a way, they really don't have anything to say, do they?
Well, and the one thing that I think that consistently everybody gets ahead of themselves on is, you're not even going to answer the question until step four. You're not even going to come back to it. But after you said, you know, that is a place I think a lot of people are in, just like Stephanie just said, let me see if I understand your question. You know, and then you say, what you're telling me is you don't want to take a look at this because you don't have any money. Then you answer it. You're not even going to start answering the question until you've repeated back to them how you understand how they feel, or you know people have felt that way, or that's a great question. Let me see if I understand your question. You're going to repeat it back to them, and then you're going to answer it.
Yes, absolutely. So, Stephanie, when you hear that, if I tell you I don't have any money, are they telling me they don't have any money, or are they telling me they'd like to have more money? Which one do you think they're saying?
They're telling you they'd like to have more.
Right. Yeah. So here's your thing. Once you cushion it and say, it's okay, a lot of people are in that situation today, you see how coming back and saying, okay, now let me understand what you're saying. What you're saying is, and let me just be clear, you're saying that you are not in a spot right now when you have the kind of income that you would like. So let me ask you a question. Then you go into the question, what if Niken could show you a way to have more money? You see, Stephanie, how you make the connection with what they're saying is okay, and then you're coming back and basically saying, what if we could solve that? Does that make sense, Steph?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and see, what people are doing, and I'm seeing this as a consistent theme, and this is so valuable for everybody listening, is the reason that we're having trouble prospecting, guys, is when you're sitting and talking to people and they tell you you don't have any money, all of us, and you can hear what's going on in the live environment here, and it applies to almost everybody on the call, I would imagine, is they're saying, okay, they don't have any more money, I need to fix it. What if I could show you a way to fix it? You're missing those middle steps. So, yeah, I totally hear you. A lot of people are in that situation. Let me see if I understand what you're saying. You're saying you'd like to make more money. You're saying that you don't have any right now. If we could show you a way to change that, how would it be? You're still saying the same thing, but you've got that middle step in there that connects you to people. You understand, if someone tells you they don't have money or they don't have time, and you come back and say, well, what if I could show you a way to make time? I'm not saying that isn't 90% of it. But you're going to connect at a much deeper level with people if you insert that middle step of, let me understand what you're saying.
Well, you're answering question number one, aren't you? You're basically saying, I heard you, what you said. I'm listening to you.
Cowboy, you're a pastor, and you do counseling with a lot of people. Well, if I sat in there with you, with Paige, and said, we're just having a dickens of a time in our marriage, and things are really struggling right now, would you say, what if I could show you a way to fix it?
No.
You would say to me,
I would say, well, let me, you know, a lot of couples feel that way, and a lot of couples are in that situation, so let me see if I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, and let me ask you this, how many fights between couples are because they don't understand what each other are saying?
Exactly. He said, she said, they didn't hear each other.
Right, so let me ask you this, couple, do you think that applies to prospecting? I'll get you 1 second, Ron. Did you think that applies to prospecting too?
Definitely. And this is the hardest thing for people like myself and Ken. I know Ken and I have a difficult, because we're pretty straightforward. But, you know, now that you put it into that realm of what would I do in a counseling session, I'd hear them out.
Yeah, it would, because if they don't solve their own problem, They're never going to. If you tell them go and be nicer to each other, it's going to fail. They have to say we need to be nicer to each other.
Right.
You know, Roger, what were you going to say?
Well, kind of along those same lines, I think we've all seen the scenario where when you're talking about gender differences, the guys are fixers.
Yeah.
And, you know, the partner, the wife, is trying to tell him how her day went, and she's telling him about issues and some things that went wrong. And right away, he jumps in and wants to fix it, and she runs off crying, and he can't figure out what the problem is because he was just trying to help her fix it.
Yeah.
She was feeling she wasn't listened to.
Yeah, so you're right.
There in the middle is the part where you're validating them, and they feel you're listening to them, so then they're more open to you helping them with whatever challenges they have.
It is. And most of the prospects sitting in front of you guys, what they're really telling you, and I see all these things people are texting Paige on the side of the computer here, they're not telling you they don't have money. They're not telling you they don't have time. What they're saying is, by the way, they don't know how much they can make, how much it costs. They don't know how much time it's going to take. They don't know how our pay plan works. Let me ask you guys an honest question. Do you think your prospect actually knows whether they have enough time or enough money or not? Do you think they actually know that based on any information?
No.
No.
So what they're really telling you at the bottom line is, I've never done this. I don't know what it is. I haven't wrapped my mind around it. And I'm throwing things up that make sense to me, such as I'm too busy, so that I can just kind of talk to you more or just kind of resist based off just a feeling. And what you're doing when you come back and answer that with logic is you're missing what they're really asking you. So it would be kind of like having a bomber dropping a ton of bombs on an empty grid square when the enemy's over on the right. What you want to do with people is help them realize that they can do this and come to their own solution. You know what? I do have enough time to do this. That would be worth my time. You know, money is not an obstacle to me. Network marketing is a legitimate business. You want them to lock that in. And I know you guys are... Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I've plugged those five-step process with making them make the decision, not you making it for them.
You just said it perfectly when it said, didn't you, Paige? I think Paige is locked on. You're blocked. I think you may have muted yourself, Paige. I can hear you talking, but on the line. Paige just said, yeah, you did. What you just said, and well, let me ask you this. Has anybody in this call ever gotten a phone call that said you're going to go silver this month and you didn't go? You guys follow me?
Thank you.
As opposed to when you say, I'm going to go. Paige, are you back on the line? No, I can't hear you. I think you're still muted. But that's it. And I know I'm beating this dead horse, guys, pardon the expression. I want you guys to really get this down. It is, objections are not about you being right. It's about you answering the question. I'm just going to give you a couple quick here because I want to run through these. If someone says to me they don't have any time, I would say, you know what, I would lean back in my chair, first of all. I would sit back, relax, and I would say, you know what, I totally hear what you're saying. 90% of people that we talk to are in the same situation you're in with kids and a wife and jobs and everything else. I totally get it. Let me see if I understand your question. You're saying, can you build this business and fit it into your busy life and be successful? Yes. So I'll tell you what. We actually have a program here, and one of the core things we believe in is not wasting people's time. We have all the pieces in place, from live events to streaming e-tools to up using help with me, for example, because Paige and I do this full-time, or we have a partner that does it full-time. We have a business that's designed where you can direct people towards set events. You give up one night a week, one Saturday a month, and then we're going to plug you into the training protocols, like on the Monday night call. And that's how our business functions. And our job is you dedicate 5 to 10 hours a week to your kneecap business until you're in a position when you can go full-time and leave your job. Does that sound like something that you can do? Okay, bam, that's how you hit them. Okay, great. Well, what do you say we get you started? If someone says they don't have any money, same thing. You know what? I have to tell you, that is such a common thing that we hear. Almost everybody I'm talking to today is taking a standard of living hit. They're working harder and making less. Let me see if I understand your question. You're saying, you know, is this going to earn you a good living? Is this something that's going to help you make a living? Is this something that's going to make you more money? And let me ask you this. When you take a look at a multi-billion-dollar 5A1 rated only total wellness company in the world that no one knows about. And I'll sit forward and I'll get excited almost like an actor. And by the way, I really mean it. And I'll say, you've got products that change lives, and right now almost no one knows about it, and you're going to be working with the most dynamic people in the business to actually lay the roads and bridges for this. Do you think there's going to be any money made in that? And I can usually see them start to get excited, and I'll go, I'll tell you what, I would love to get your business going and started. And if they still drag their feet, well, I don't know, maybe I'd like to try some products first. I don't know if I can do this. I'm not going to try to sell them a pro pack. I'm going to bring them in at the lowest common denominator. If they say they want to try the products, $35, you try the products. If they say they're just going to sign up for $35, I'll say, who are the coolest three people you know? Don't worry about coming on board and going full boat. Let's talk to your coolest three people, see what they think, and then let's get their opinion, bring them to a preview. Guys, we got prospects bring prospects to previews just to see if their prospect likes it. Let me ask you guys a question. Do you guys think that if you brought a prospect to a preview with a prospect under the impression of, let's see if they're excited, that your prospect might get it fired up if their person liked it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many of you guys have ever tried to close a prospect by talking to one of their people to see if they would like it too, and then you start a new person with a new person?
Yeah.
Well, instead, what do most of us do? We try to tell the person that doesn't know if they want to do it a pro pack, and none of the people they know end up coming. I would tell you guys flat out, you know, before you get started, maybe one of the coolest things you can do, let's find your two or three neatest people, and let's bring them, and let's have them watch the Is This For You video, or let's do an ABC. If they like it, if they seem to like it, you may as well get started because you're going to have a team. Do you think that would help your closing ratio?
That's a really good idea.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, have your people bring other people around. And by the way, every time I've done that, I've had the prospect standing in the front of the room at the preview saying, look how great Nikan is, and I just step back. Right? Because now they're excited. Someone just said to me, I don't want to sell anything. That's a great question. I would say to them, you know what, Angelique, I got to tell you, a lot of folks feel that way, that they don't want to be selling and hassling their friends and all that stuff. And believe me, I felt the same way. In fact, the first time I heard about it being a home business, I got that hot feeling like I didn't know if I could do it. Let me see if I understand what you're saying. You're saying that you would feel uncomfortable talking to people, or are you saying that you don't really understand what we do? Let me get a little more specific with you. Well, I wouldn't feel comfortable talking to my friends and family and stuff like that. And then I'll do it again. I totally hear what you're saying. A lot of folks feel that way. Let me see what you're saying. You're saying that is this a product or a company that you would feel good about talking to your family about? Because invariably, that's the real thing they're saying, is they don't want to bring their family something that's garbage. And then I'll say, well, you got something here that can help with your family's financial needs. Do you have any relatives that are taking prescriptions who are hurting? I'll go on down the list, and I'll say, well, if this was something that could help them, would you feel obligated to talk to people? And by the way, let me ask you something. Is it okay, guys, if you do this objections handling workshop only to find out that your person is not right for Nikan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does every objections handling process have to result in a sign-up?
No.
No.
And what's another word for prospecting? There's another word that starts with an S. What is another word for prospecting that starts with an S?
Sorting.
Socializing is part of it. It's a sorting process. When Paige and I talk to people, we're sitting across seeing if Nikan is right for them, and we're also seeing if they're right for Nikan. And I want to tell you guys all something. It's okay if they're not. Some of these tests I'm getting on the side, these characters that are doing all kinds of weird things and you're prospecting them, guys, it's really okay to tell somebody this isn't for you. Don't spend so much time with people who just don't want to do it that you end up missing all the people that do. If I get someone that's just a real handful when I'm prospecting them, I'll just look them in the face and say, you know what, I don't think this is a fit for you. I got to be honest with you. It just doesn't seem like it's going to be a good fit. And I'll just take it away, and then if you're interested, they'll say, oh, wait a minute, let me ask you this. Guys, it's okay if people don't like Nikan or don't want to do it. Last night at the grocery store, I was walking through minding my own healthy business, and they had Girl Scout Thin Mint Slow Churned Ice Cream Cookie ice cream in there. And I have to tell you, I stopped and bought it. I'm not afraid to tell you guys. And I want you to know that the person standing next to me chose another flavor. I didn't go out to the car and write a cruel world poem. They have a different taste than I do. It's okay. objections handling is as much to not bring people in as it is to bring people in. Remember, let me ask you this. Do you guys care enough about your prospects to give them the answers and have them not sign up if it's not right for them?
Yeah.
Oh, and Rick, I just want to say really quickly, just to interject something we said on covered on the last call, was what Larry covered in the signpost or the video that's now on pathfinders.biz that you can watch about overcoming objections. But there are two different things. There's a condition, which is something that actually exists for the person, why they cannot do it, and then there are objections. And objections are just a way, first way of looking for more information. And she pointed this out last time when you said, you know, Larry says when you get six, you know, you've answered six different times, and sometimes it's time to just move on because that may be just somebody who's wearing you out.
Yeah, I've got to tell you guys, Paige and I both have the same opinion. If I get to number two and they're wearing me out, what do we do, Paige?
I am a strong believer now that I really want to like the person and their style and someone who wants to have fun. And if it's someone who just completely gets